Hey, it's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So here are 7 proven ways to boost employee engagement in your workplace. Now, we know the phrase employee engagement makes a lot of people's eyes roll into the back of their heads. And yes, I admit it's an overused phrase, and yes, it sometimes seems to me as though those organizations that have the worst employee engagement are the ones that use the phrase the most, which is a little interesting, but there's no getting around the fact that employee engagement, how invested employees are in the future success of your organization, that's how I define it, is critical to any organization. Here are 7 proven ways to boost engagement in any organization. Number 1, avoid shotgun weddings. Invest the time and resources necessary to hire people who are already motivated and who are a fabulous fit for your culture. Too many companies spend years trying to fix poor hires. Number 2, continually communicate and celebrate a sense of purpose. Connect the dots and remind everyone in your organization why your organization exists and why their work matters. Celebrate the end results and the positive impact you have on your clients and customers. Number 3, build relationship bridges. Create opportunities for employees to get to know one another at a personal level. Research from Gallup suggests there's only a 1 in 12 chance of an employee being fully engaged if they have no close friends at work. The Toronto-based accounting company FreshBooks arranges blind dates with employees to boost engagements. I love this idea. Coffee or lunch with randomly selected employees as a way to build collaboration and nurture friendships. So that was number 3, build relationship bridges. Number 4, communicate. Have less meetings and more real conversations. Now, less meetings, yes, but I still suggest daily team huddles. If you want to boost engagement and connect with people, daily team huddles are a fabulous tool. And if you cruise to my website, www.humoratwork.com, you'll find an article about how to do those effectively. Number 5, ask for input in meaningful ways. Ensure everyone has a voice and is heard. The most powerful engagement tool is asking for input and then turning employees' ideas into action. Number 6, celebrate small wins. Mountains of happiness and engagement research. Yes, mountains has shown that small frequent perks, rewards, and pleasures keep people happier than large, infrequent events. So don't wait until the finish line. Celebrate the journey. Create ongoing small rituals and traditions. And number 7, rather than focusing on exit interviews, where it's too late and where people often don't reveal their honest feelings anyways, schedule engagement interviews. Regular, what's pissing you off, what's making you happy and fulfilled at work conversations with all your employees. And now my fun at work tip. Create a team challenge to see who can create the funniest, most creative, and most persuasive promo video for your workplace culture. Why should the brightest and most talented and most fabulous people on the planet come and work for your team or organization? Now set a time limit. I'd suggest no more than 2 minutes. Keep the technology simple. I mean, people are making movies with iPhones now, so you don't need to bring in a Hollywood production team. Turn it into an event where you screen the finished videos and then reward the best production with a fabulous prize. And if the quality is good enough, then hey, why wouldn't you post them on your website? Now, if you're thinking that an honest depiction of your workplace culture would be more of a horror story than an uplifting, inspirational piece, then shift the goal. Have teams compete for the best video that demonstrates what their idealistic future workplace culture would look and feel like. And the quote of the week from Chip Connolly, founder of Joie de Vivre Hotels: finding meaning in one's work, both in what you do daily and in the company's sense of mission, is one of the rarest but most valuable qualities anyone can have in their job. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing the old podcast here, it is February. And so I posted on the website, www.humoratwork.com, the wacky theme days you could celebrate in your office this February, like World Play the Ukulele Day, February 2nd, Laugh and Grow Rich Day, February 8th, The 13th, get a different name day. The 18th, eat ice cream for breakfast day. The 23rd, dog biscuit appreciation day. And 29th, leap year day. So cruise over to www.humorwork.com for the whole list. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr, reminding you as always to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.